one gets Goebbels or Lawton. The Tigers are 7-2, while the Blue Devils enter the playoffs at 8-1. By the way, you'll see a story about their star running back, Brian Schiltz, during our coverage of the finals. Over in District 2, Game 1 has the 7-2 Homer Trojans out of the Big 8 Conference, hosting the 6-3 Dansville Aggies, who are in the playoffs for the third straight year. And in Game 2, it's a battle of 7-2 clubs as the Springport Spartans travel to Concord to take on the Yellow Jackets. Springport beat Concord by 4 back on September 30th.
In Division 7, Region 4, District 1, after missing the playoffs a year ago, the Hudson Tigers are back in familiar territory. They went 8-1 and about scored their last two opponents 75-0. They host Detroit Delta Prep. In just their second year of existence, the Pioneers are into the playoffs for the first time ever. Clinton owns the same 6-3 mark as the Pioneers, and they bust to Sand Creek. They will be the second meeting between these two teams. They met a month ago with the Aggies winning a defensive tug-of-war 12-7. Rochester Hills Lutheran Northwest tries to do something no other team has done, beat Liggett. The Knights celebrated just the third unbeaten season, and one of their 9 knockouts was a September 9th drubbing of the Crusaders. A first-ever meeting rounds out the district's first round. The 7-2 Detroit Loyola Bulldogs are in search of a fourth straight finals berth and second-ever crown. It starts with a home kick against Madison Heights Madison, who went 6-3 this year.
All right, Rob Rubick, Traverse City St. Francis played in the finals 5 times from 2003 to 2009. This year, they are ranked first in that division. Is this the year they get back?
Yeah, I think it really is. But there's going to be a hurdle now. They're going to probably end up facing Pauwama Westphalia, who was there last year in the third round, if things go as we predict. And remember, Pauwama has a state rushing record. You know, as a junior, Jared Smith set the all-time state rushing record, and he's back again. So, you know, that's quite a weapon. But whoever can kind of shake out of there has to deal with Detroit Loyola. I think they're going to see the Bulldogs. John Callahan is rolling again, 7-2. They lost to a couple big schools, though, for their 2 losses. Don't be deceived by their 2 losses. That's going to be tough. So, but, it, you know, there's other teams. I think, you know, we talked about the Ubley, the Bearcats.
Yeah.
You know, they're 9-0. The Hudson Tigers is a good team as well. So
yeah,
it's never easy. We
too.
Make predictions, but you never know how it's going to pan out.
Yeah, all those programs seem like they're in that hunt every single year. The Yellow Jackets of Ithaca are the same. They played in the Division 6 finals every year since 2010. They won't be in 2016. We'll explain as Selection Sunday rolls on.
The Thumb of Michigan getting a lot of love tonight from Fox Sports Detroit crew and snooze2you.com. 100% between Division 8 and Division 7, and only had one matchup swapped in 8 players, so not too bad for him. I will give him 3
Snooze
dings for that.
He's killing it, and I do like that love that Fox Sports, those guys, I give them credit. They did some nice research there, some good facts. Dave Kaufman got a shout out on the air, so good for him.
And so let's take a look at that. Region 2, District 2 is exactly as we projected and predicted, and from Snooze himself, as the Ubley Bearcats will be hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and USA hosting Cass City. You will hear the Cass City at USA game on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network, coverage starting at 6:10 p.m. on Sports Radio this coming Friday on 102.1 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Cass City at USA, your Week 10 Game of the Week on WLEW. The other game in that, Ubley hosting the Lakers, and this flip-flopped, especially with the outcomes from Friday night. Had Lakers won and beat St. Charles, Lakers would have been hosting Cass City. Lakers would have been at USA. Instead, Cass City squeaks out and has a half a point more than Lakers, and that comes from Cass City playing that Class B school in Cairo and defeating them in Week 9, and that gave them just a slight edge over, so now Cass City can try and avenge their loss to USA. That game came down to the wire, and USA put together, a 78-yard drive to finish that game off and took out Cass City, so that's going to be a great matchup.
You can't ask for a better rematch. Cass City's got a feel going into this. Hey, we had USA on the ropes. USA put together a nice drive and beat us, but yeah, Cass City's got to be chomping at the bit. Either way, Cass City was going to get a rematch. It was either going to be a rematch with Ubley or a rematch with USA. And if I'm Cass City, I'm Coach Cottrell and those players, I got to feel like I could have beat either one of those teams and definitely want another crack at those teams. And if things go their way, they will get a crack at both of those teams. If they're able to get past USA, in all likelihood, I think they're going to face Ubley. So, You know, like I said before, Cass City's got a lot of a ton of momentum and a ton of confidence coming into this matchup.
I think it worked out the absolute best it possibly could, because that was the matchup I personally was hoping to see. I wanted to see USA Cass City one more time. Clark and I called that game the first time around. We were out of our seats the entire game. We never sat down, and we probably were shouting at one point because we were so into that game, and I'd love to get another crack at it, and I think it'll be another very, very close game, hard-fought game, and as long as the turnovers stay down, I think it's a game anybody could win.
So, and that is District 2 of Region 2. In District 1 of Region 2, our four familiar foes for the playoff picture, New Lothrop, at 8-1 in the season, they lost in week number 9 to Saginaw MLS.
Yes.
And Saginaw MLS, a couple years ago, took out Lakers to finish their season. So New Lothrop will be hosting Reese, who sneaks in at 5-4 as they accumulate enough playoff points throughout their first five victories of the season. Flint Hamity and Whitmore Prescott will be facing off on the other side of that district. So if Reese can, you know, I saw Reese. I caught a majority of that Sugar Bowl as right coming back in from a conference and swung into USA. I like what Reese does. They can move the ball. Jake Gallister is a talented kid, and he can do pretty much anything because he has to do everything on that field. And I would not be – we Dave, we went to New Lothrop in 2012 with Harbor Beach, and we saw them sting them and knock them out, and that set up a great run. Is Reese capable of doing that against New Lothrop?
Well, I don't think the Reese team is as good as Harbor Beach was that year or a year or two before that when Ubley had to go through New Lothrop. And keep in mind, Ubley and Harbor Beach didn't just beat New Lothrop. They destroyed New Lothrop on their turf on their way past them in the playoffs. But this just goes to show me that with that loss to MLS that possibly New Lothrop isn't as bulletproof as we had heard or maybe had thought they finally were, this finally really good powerhouse New Lothrop team. And I think Reese is going to give them all they can handle. And that's not me rooting for the local area team. I truly believe that Reese is going to be a pain in their side for a lot of this game. It may be too tall of a task, but I definitely do not think that this 5-4 team is going to get run out of the gym.
I agree, and I think we just got to look back to last week. They played a good Garber team that was going to the playoffs. They went toe-to-toe with that team coming out of that Tri-Valley East. I think that even though it was a loss, could serve as a momentum, as a springboard for them to go into this game. Reese, 5-4, they're playing with house money. They got into the playoffs. They have nothing to lose here. You know, the pressure's on New Lothrop. They're the state-ranked team. So, you know, absolutely. I think Reese has proven throughout this season that they can move the ball and they can come up with stops. They're going to have a perfect game here. But, yeah, this is definitely doable.
And I certainly think if they were to upset New Lothrop, which I don't think is impossible, I certainly think their next matchup, whoever it is, whether it be Hamity or Whitmore Prescott, I think they could certainly handle them. And all of a sudden, now Reese gets a shot at the Greater Thumb Conference again in that regional championship.
And we do know a little bit about Flint Hamity. Cass City opened the season with Flint Hamity and handled Flint Hamity, you know, pretty well in that game. So we know a little bit about the other team in that district too. So I like the Thumb team's chances in this if things can break their way.
So whoever wins the Region 2 in Division 7, whether it's New Lothrop, Reese, Flint, Hamity, Whitmore, Prescott, or Ubley, Lakers, USA, or Cass City, they are going to have their hands full when it comes to the state semifinals. And like Fox Sports Detroit was saying, it's either going to be Traverse City St. Francis or Pawamo Westphalia, both teams 9-0. And just for reference, TC St. Francis are playing a lot of bigger schools. They accumulated 89.7 points on the season. For reference, Ubley has 74. So 15-point difference between Ubley and TC St. Francis. Or we have Pawamo Westphalia. That's Harbor Beach played Pawamo Westphalia in 2014, I do believe that was, in the postseason. And just perennially a good team from Pawamo, love to run the ball. Traverse St. Francis, home of the Bolas, just can do everything.
Yeah, the University of St. Francis, they dropped down from Division 6 from last year. And, in Division 7, I think they enter as overwhelming favorites. You look over to the other side, and I agree with what Fox Sports said. Detroit Loyola, don't be fooled by those two losses. Those are two quality teams. I think when you look at the other side of that bracket, Loyola's the favorite. And you got to point to probably St. Francis as the favorite. But, there's a long way to go, and I think some quality teams on both sides.
Well, I think Traverse City St. Francis is going to have all they can handle with Pawamo Westphalia. But